On our program today, we're going to be talking about law enforcement, actually, for the Boone Police Department in particular. Commander John Slaughter's here. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And joining us, our school resource officer, Chase Smith.
Chase. Thank you.
Good to have you here. And who would have ever thought you would be the school resource officer, which is a position that, you know, we had had for a number of years. And then with the transition within the department, we were short for a little while, but we got back up pretty well, almost close to fully staffed.
We're getting there.
But one of the opportunities then came to, were you interested in being a school resource officer? Did you have to ask about that? Did the chief, what was the process to get to that point?
I think just with the shortness of staff at the time, I was kind of uncertain on what direction it was going to go, and I was interested in the position, so I reached out to chief and told him that I was interested and wanted to get into the school and do what I could to help out.
So what attracted you to being a school resource officer? I mean, that's a little different. You got 9 months out of the year you're spending with in the schools, a lot of students, plus your regular job too. So
I think just getting into the school and working with the students and building relationships with them and being in, growing up in Boone and going to the schools in Boone and kind of having that same position kind of outlook as some of them might have had and being able to help them out. Being in a position when I was younger, just needing someone to look up to, go to for stuff when needed, and just kind of being that person that they need.
When you were there, did we have some officers coming into the school doing things? Or
I believe I caught the first year that we had a school resource officer, my senior year. Dave Powers was there, I believe.
Okay. That's a while ago.
Yes, it is. The first one was actually Rod Thompson.
Oh, yeah, way back when.
Yeah, way back when.
So we've had had a couple, but so what kind of, because obviously being a school resource officer, a little different training you have to go through. What kinds of things did you have to?
The National Association of School Resource Officers, they host a bunch of different trainings. I went to the basic class. Eventually, I'd like to go to the advanced class and get more in depth in my training. I just recently went to a day and a half training of adolescent mental health and just kind of expanding on my training and how to deal with things that I might come across or how to help out students that might be going through something that I wouldn't always be familiar with without having that training. So just going through those different trainings.
Basically getting in and right at the end of the school year, weren't you last year?
Yep, I started in April.
Yeah, and so now you've had a whole summer to go through additional training, get ready.
Yep.
Already been back to the school, meet new staff, everything else. A lot of regular staff. Were they good? Were they happy to see somebody there?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep. Yeah.
They like that.
And we're happy to get them back in there.
Yep.
They have just proven to be so valuable to the police department in general. Well, it's been wonderful.
Just to be able to get in there and communicate with them. But you still have multiple buildings to go to. And pretty good-sized ones, too.
Yep, we have. I go back and forth through the middle school and high school. I spend most of my time, try to go to the elementary schools as well. It's a little more distracting sometimes going through the elementary school, so I try to do that more when they're out and about and having lunch or recess where I can actually engage with them a little more.
They get a little excited, don't they?
Yep.
They say, oh, policeman!
Stickers.
Get stickers, yeah. Well, that's just one of the things. I know we've got a lot of other things that we can keep visiting about, but I did want to ask, we have back to school time, so yes. Traffic-related things that you have a concern about that people need to pay attention to.
Well, you know,
obviously the buses.
Absolutely. Getting people back into the swing of watching for school buses, you know, especially when they start seeing the yellow flashing arms come out. When they turn red, do not pass those school buses. We get several complaints every year, and that is a fairly hefty fine. So very much watch out for their school buses. Be careful, you know, lots of children on those buses. And then with the upcoming Farm Progress Show, that intersection of Airport Road and Highway 30 will be extra busy now that we have Hancock coming through with Ledges Elementary being down there. So there's gonna be a lot more traffic there. And then you throw Farm Progress traffic in on top of that. If I was a parent, I'd be tempted to find a different way to school for those 3 days.
Work around it there for a while. Let's talk a little bit about the Farm Progress Show, because we pretty well have a routine that we put in place. You kind of try, because of the inbound traffic, really, in the morning, inbound traffic, outbound in the afternoon, you try to handle it a little differently, try to smooth the flow as much as you can.
Yes. For the inbound time, around 7 o'clock, we do have extra personnel that come in. We will also have a step car this year, which is traffic enforcement mm-hmm. car, helping to watch. We really monitor that intersection, but if it gets to be busy to the point of people are starting to take chances and darting out to get into that center median area, typically we will, in the mornings, close off that
the crossover
traffic,
part.
Yes, primarily to southbound traffic. We'll force them to go back westbound, and then they can make a safer U-turn, because then they can see only one-way traffic coming at them to make a safer turn.
They get up there to Crown Flare Drive.
Yes.
A little easier.
Yes. And same way with the trucks. We encourage the trucks to go down to the Casey's crossover, mm-hmm. is what we call it, South Lynn.
Yeah.
Just because traffic is a little slower at that point coming off the stop sign.
Sure. So, well, we keep working, keep our fingers.
Yeah, that's right.
We try to avoid. It is one of those, at least this year, they're not under construction out there. So traffic flow in and out of that location should be a lot smoother, we hope.
Absolutely. It'll just be interesting to see how this year it interacts with Farm Progress Show on mm-hmm. Airport Road, which is now down to 40 miles an hour, just as a reminder to
people.
Yes.
We've got a few step down areas there where that's going on. You roll right from that into Super Nationals, though, where the town doubles in size, I say.
It sure does. And, the plans for this year will be similar to years past. Monitor, and then the Wednesday traffic is really heavy coming in, because that's when they're switching from the, I'm not a race person, so the smaller vehicles, for lack of a better, up to the larger vehicles. So Wednesdays are very busy, inbound also. But then, outbound traffic, thank goodness for DOT. They have been absolutely viable partners in getting people safely out of there.
Yeah, those are the big challenges.
It's just, absolutely.
Having some patience if you go through that area. Most are pretty well aware, and they know there are ways to avoid going down there. By then, Story Street should be.
Should
be done.
Yes.
Hopefully, or at least passable for a lot of it. So we've got that to go with.
And when I was going through my children for driver's ed, they had the misfortune or fortune to have a police officer as their instructor. I always told them, slow and steady wins the race. Yeah. And that's what we're talking about here. Just take it easy, patience, and get safely home. That's the bottom line.
And there will be a lot of traffic on the south side of town as people come into the south side, do shopping and whatever down there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the town really does expand greatly.
It'll be a busy time.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Have a little patience, and we'll have a lot of activity going on here. Meanwhile, you get all these kids back in school. So your first days, what do? Go around and visit with them? And do you just make yourself, are they aware you're there?
Just try and be visible and walking around, greeting people, interacting with anybody coming and going, just kind of walking around and visiting with them as I see them walking around.
Sure. Let them know you're there to talk to. Do they give you an office someplace?
Yeah, I do have an office in the high school, and then working on one in the middle school as well.
Space where people can come and see you.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Elementary is a little, that's a whole nother ball game.
But, yes, it is.
Which is more fun.
Yep.
that's a lot of fun going to see the younger kids, though. I know they get excited.
Oh, yeah. And it's nice, too, because I do have children that go to the schools in Boone. Just seeing... going to walk around, and I get to see them, kind of wave at them as I'm walking by and say hi to them as well. So
one of the things that I know this has been going on, and that after the incident in Perry, for Boone law enforcement, and I mean just not Boone PD, but everybody responded the way they needed to back on that date back in January. That was January.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
It wasn't that long ago. But we all responded the way we needed to here in Boone County, going to where people needed to be.
Right.
And that's one of the responses. That's how you do it. But I know that we've had some training sessions that have been going on where you guys get to go around and take a look at the other buildings. Chase gets to see all the different buildings here and what's going on, but not all the officers do.
Right, right. So it's really been Sergeant Palmer and Investigator McDougall have really spearheaded this effort to get officers into a different school once a month, and not just here in Boone, and that would include the Lutheran school and the Catholic schools as well, to help learn about these schools, the different hallways, the nooks and crannies, and so on. And but we've also been over to Ogden, and we're going out to United Community this week to train there. So we're trying to hit all the schools in Boone County. And just so you know, everyone, meaning law enforcement, is welcome to come to those. So we have not just officers from Boone, but Ogden, Madrid, Sheriff's Office, DNR, State Patrol, come to those things. And so we're really preparing for something that, God willing, never happens.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, because when there's a protocol on how people how response is set out for an incident like that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it would go down to State Patrol. It gets it would get broadcast and go from there. But the agencies in Boone County obviously are listening to their radios, and a lot of officers listen at home. Yeah. And they'll be coming. So it's nice to have that. Go to a school where at least you've been through it once. You get a general picture of what things are like, you know, where you can set up, need to block traffic, not just going into the school, but there's so much to do outside of the school, too.
I was going to say one of the things, too, people think, okay, well, we go to Ogden. Well, Ogden now just did the combined middle school, high school, and they have, so you've got two buildings over there. Here you've got one. You got several. Four?
Five, including the alternative school as well.
Okay, so five different buildings.
And you need to become as aware of them as you can as far as interior layout.
Especially with the new construction and things like that.
That's right.
And
that's
what's really beneficial about that training as well is that, like he said, with all the different people from different agencies that are coming in, if something like that ever were to happen, we're going to respond together, and we don't always get to work together. So when we go to those trainings and work together, we kind of get that familiarity of working with each other and how each person's going to respond and how to direct directly respond to that and work together when we don't always get that opportunity.
Does our schools, do you get involved with doing ALICE training, or that's a whole nother thing? Or
that is another training that I just went to this summer to become certified instructor for that.
Okay.
So this will be my first time instructing that to the staff of Boone Schools. I'm going to be doing that here next week, actually. And so it'll be something new for me training that to them, but that's what I just got certified in that, I think, a month or two ago. And so we'll be doing that here shortly before the school year starts.
I learned the acronym, by the way, just in case.
Oh, somebody, good for you.
In case somebody asked. I can never remember
I'm asking.
I can never remember C. I remember alert, lockdown, inform. I forget C. I know E is evacuate. I know that. C, or is it?
Counter.
Counter. Okay. I don't know what that means. Each one has a description and explanation for it, too. Counter. Okay, I'll work on that one some more. But again, it is training, and unfortunately, yes, we had an incident that made us more aware of it here locally.
Absolutely. So,
we do have a lot of other things that I know are going on besides all of this, but getting ready for school, that's the big thing. And again, doing some training with the staff and getting through all of that. And again, watch where people are loading and unloading, I'm guessing, around the schools too. It gets a little hectic right away.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Mr. Mom, the movie. That was good. Definitely brings it home. We see that, too. We do have some things that are going on. Again, we did some four-way stops that people need to be aware of. This will be the second season for those. First in Delaware, wherever, the middle school on First Street, and now at Hancock and South Lynn, right?
Correct.
They are.
And then we also still have stop signs out at Lincoln School.
Okay.
So that's where the bus pickup is. So Lincoln School, So that's Mamie Eisenhower on the 600 block. There's still going to be that portable stop sign out there as well. And then the other two that you mentioned, because kids will be crossing there to get to their buses that are by the old.
No, do we have
school?
We do have crossing guards out there in some spots.
Yep, crossing guard at the Lincoln School crossing.
Okay.
And then another one at First and Story.
Okay. So we still have some people that are out
there.
And pay attention to them. Again, I know people get anxious. They like to go fast.
They do. Occasionally, a crossing guard calls in sick and then an officer will fill in. Do we have some people who just take it on themselves? But again, patience. Let us make sure everyone gets safely across.
That's the big thing.
Yes.
To avoid that too. Some of the other things that we need to think about at this time of the year, I know that they will be painting lines as soon as Mother Nature cooperates with them. So that's going to be going on, the crosswalks and things like that. If you have kids in the crosswalks, folks, just give them time.
Yes, absolutely. Crosswalks are there. Just yield to them. You would want them yielding to your children. So yield to theirs.
And at the same time, we also have, and I mean, they'll walk, kids will be walking and going different directions too. So once they even get away from the school, just pay attention to where
they are. Absolutely. A lot more bicycles on there too.
I was going to say bicycles, and don't we have some mopeds out there?
Oh boy, yes we do.
Got a few of those to pay attention to. So again, it's all about being safe, safe start to this school year too.
Yes.
All right. So we're all set for at least having our school resource officer getting ready to go. We know we've got a lot of events coming up. And once again, patience, you said, is the big thing.
Absolutely. Just as always, slow and steady wins the race. Yeah. Patience is key.
I know. It's been frustrating. We've had a lot of people a little frustrated with trying to get around with the construction going on. It'll be nice once it's done. Now, I did want to ask you, because the thought right away is to go with four-way flashing red lights there. So people will have to pay attention.
Absolutely. And you're talking about right downtown?
Right downtown.
Yeah, it's four-way flashing right now. Yep. I don't know if it's going to continue that way, but
at least until spring, I think.
So I kind of like that personally.
So people need to pay attention, Most of them are pretty good if they see a stop sign out in the middle of the street.
Yes.
Yield to your right. Okay.
That's exactly right. The person on the right is right. So, right away.
We do have the uncontrolled intersections in town. People still need to pay attention for those. But
Boy, I tell you what. Again, going back to my kids, we avoided uncontrolled intersections. They can be very dangerous.
As much as we can, anyway.
Yes.
All right. Other things for the department, mostly it's about just being safe this time of the year, because we are going to be transitioning. We do have, especially if the weather's nice, people will still be out walking and early in the morning and late at night. Hopefully they are wearing lights or some sort of reflective material.
Reflective vests. I know when I walk, I certainly do. And that is strongly encouraged. If you're on a bike, helmets.
Helmets.
Please put them on. Really appreciate people use the sidewalks. A lot of people like to walk in the street, but get on the sidewalk if at all possible.
If you can.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, if you are riding a bike on the street, follow your traffic rules too.
Yes.
They do apply to you also.
Yes, they do.
So, once again, we've been talking with Commander John Sloter from the Boone Police Department and School Resource Officer Chase Smith. So pretty excited about this year. Do people realize you graduated from Boone? Those students, I mean, the older students?
Some do, and there's still a handful of teachers that were around when I was in school. They definitely get some stories out of them, I think. And
I can imagine.
I'm pretty open and speak about it. If they ask and I talk with them, I tell them I graduated Boone. I had this teacher, too, just like you, and just kind of that.
And they will help you. You need help.
Yep.
So, those are the big things, too. Let people know. I do appreciate you guys taking time to come and visit with us and let us know what's going on. And especially with the traffic safety, we have things posted online, especially on the Farm Progress Show coming up, what's going to be going on there. And again, we will have the one thing to remember is our ATVs, UTVs, prohibited during Super Nationals.
Correct.
That's one of those things.
Completely.
Remember, I know a lot of people have been using them, like to use them, but prohibited during Super Nationals.
That's right. That's really traffic just gets so busy. There's so many people. That just helps make things safer.
A little bit. I do appreciate you once again taking time to come and visit with us. Look forward to visiting again down the road, because I know we've got some more visits that are lined up, too.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.